How many, just, and Evan can do it too. How many years was Andy Reid the coach in Philly, and how many years has he been the coach in Kansas City?
14 years in Philly.
Okay.
And I want to say 7 years for Kansas City, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Evan, how many years do you think he's been in Kansas City?
At least a decade.
12 years. 12 years he's been in Kansas City. I thought it was more like 7, too. Anyway.
Yeah, I was like, okay, pay it off.
You said the Andy Reid model. So I did a little homework here. Andy Reid.
He's giving you love, bud.
That's condescension.
He deserved it.
What do you think Andy Reid's playoff record was with the Eagles?
Okay, so, wow. I'm going to say 24-5. I'm just blurting it out. Yeah.
He was 10-9. He was 10-9.
Slow down back there.
In the playoffs with the Philadelphia Eagles. With the Eagles.
That's nasty.
Kyle Shanahan's already 8-4 in the postseason with the 49ers.
7 more games, but I hear you. Winning percentage is better than that. I got you.
I mean, Kyle's doing a better job now for the Niners than Andy Reid did in Philly.
Could a pessimist say he's got a better team than Andy had in Philly?
I guess you could, sure. But I'm looking at this. So it's. I got to borrow a line. I got to be careful here. But this is where fans lose me. So I'm sitting in Nahegan's office yesterday. And, you know, he's got papers all over the place. And
it's a clean office now. Don't make it seem like it's
and
the newsroom.
He had a sheet printed out of people who called in to talk about Kyle Shanahan. Okay? And there's about 20, you know, when the question was, what do you think of when you think of Kyle Shanahan?
Well, Spadoni and Shasky on the Rose.
Well, this is a joke. I mean, this is why fans are just fans.
But it's short for fanatic.
Yeah, and it's why they're off base.
Give us some.
Not a finisher. Plays not to lose. Gets you to the end, but fails. Stubborn arrogance. Damn good coach, but an entitled rich kid vibe. Aging football savant. Overrated.
Oh my God.
Three quarters coach. Doesn't know the overtime rules. Choke. Offensive genius, but underachiever. Choke artist. Great coach. There's a great coach. Super Bowl choke. Tortured genius.
Wow. That's it.
I mean, how can you respect fans who that's what they think of when they think of Kyle Shanahan? But,
okay.
Like, what are we doing?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to just take a crack at it. I'm not saying that's right. But remember what I told you, Norm, my pops told me. You can never judge the next person's feelings. So if that's how they feel, that's how they feel. Now, you obviously disagree, but you talked about it last week. We did. Not a lot of fans, but they're out here. The Shaskys, the Bontes, the 49er Frankies have seen all the Super Bowls. So they were a part of that regime and fanhood or fandom that saw the Niners go 5-0 in Super Bowls. So what about now, Steiny, that they're mad at the state of the Niners, the fact that Kyle is the poster child or he's front and center because he's the head coach and they feel like he's the reason. They blow past why he's the reason you got there.
Thank you.
But they blame him as the reason they lost. What about that?
That's stupid. Stupid.
All right.
Like, Kyle Shanahan has proven that with pretty good talent, he's going to win with it.
But I guess now it's win it all. And do you have a problem with that?
I have a problem with people who are so short-sighted and so simple that they don't think a coach is good until he wins a Super Bowl. or until he wins an NBA title. And that to me is a joke. If you had a head coach draft right now, Shanahan may be the first pick. He may be the first pick by people who say, well, I'm not going to pick Andy Reid because he has Mahomes. I don't judge Kyle Shanahan losing two games to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Okay, what about losing the NFC Championship to Matthew Stafford?
Great coach.
When you had a 10-point, and I'm not saying he's
great coach.
But, Stoney, let's... We're focused on the two games. What about the games that they could have been to two more Super Bowls?
Give me a game they lost when they had the better quarterback. Give me a game the Niners lost when they had a better quarterback than the other team.
Never. Yeah, but why are you caping up for that's a choice. That's a Kyle Shanahan choice.
No, so he hasn't had the
Paid Jimmy Garoppolo and identified him as the next guy.
You think
guy.
He thought Jimmy Garoppolo was as good as one of the top five quarterbacks in the league?
No, you had a chance to get Tom Brady and you scoffed at it, and you got to dance with who you brought. What I'm saying to you, Stoney, is I can't feel sorry for Kyle and his quarterback when they picked that quarterback. That's all. And then you pick Trey Lance, who ended up being nothing. So if you're going to go down there and say Goohill, he was up against it, I guess what I'm saying, Stoney, is they handpicked Jimmy. And they paid him handsomely before we found out what Jimmy was going to be.
Thank
and they got you to the Super Bowl.
I'll say it again. And by the way, Lynch made the trade.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'll say it again. Name me a game that Shanahan's lost when he's had a better quarterback than the other team in the playoffs. It hasn't happened. And that's why, to me, when we look at the San Francisco 49ers, that's why Brock Purdy, to me, is the most important player on the team. And the reality of the situation is, as far as I'm concerned, is, like, Purdy's going to have a good regular season. I think he's going to have a good regular season.
Well, we don't even want to start taking that for granted. But, yeah, I'm with you. I would bet that.
But he's got to be better in the postseason. He's got to be better.
But what about everybody?
He had a quarterback.
What about Debo? Debo did nothing.
Fine.
Kittle did nothing but go to the locker room.
Well, then why are you blaming Shanahan?
I'm not. No, Stoney, it just goes in the file.
Okay.
Right. If your kid keeps getting sent home from school.
Like, quit crying about Shanahan. No. If you know, I can't stand that. Oh, Shanahan can't win the big one. But he's a genius. He can't be both. Like, live with him or...
Calling plays and being the leader of men are two different things, but he's choosing to do both, Donnie, so he can be better at one than the other. And you mentioned, I hadn't said it forever, lemon booty. I think in high-leverage situations, guys that are as smart as Kyle maybe sometimes get in their own way. I'm not saying that happened last year in Vegas.
No, but y'all were saying it. No. Like, that's the thing.
2009, I can differentiate. 2019... And last year's Super Bowl, Stoney, besides Kyle doing the overtime thing, that's where I put it, his doorstep. That wasn't 19 coaching decisions and play calling, to me.
I don't think last year was either. It was greatness.
Damn.
Patrick Mahomes is greatness. Brock Purdy last year was not greatness. And neither were any of the 49er players.
We saw Kelce get behind Fred Warner on that, on the cross route, on a big drive to convert a third down.
Dave's in Fresno. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
You know, I had a separate thought, but while I was on hold, I was listening to you talk, Stoney. Now I have a different approach.
Okay.
So you send in one defend Kyle, and that's fine. And we lost because of the greatness last year. But correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't we have greatness held to 3 points at halftime yesterday? I mean, at the Super Bowl?
You're correct.
What didn't we have greatness held to 3 points? Where was the greatness on our offense? All we had to do was our job. The defense did their job on quote-unquote greatness.
Right.
So don't give me that, bro. Don't give me that. And, you know, and I would hope Kyle has a lot of success. Last time I checked, they do these top 100 players in the NFL. I think we have the most.
Man.
I think we had like 5 in the top 30.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I would hope he has success winning. So, yeah, is he a good play caller? Sure. But at some point in time, were you this mad when they got rid of Harbaugh?
What do you mean?
Well, I was.
So he got fired. I don't see all the people defending Harbaugh. Like, people that want Shanahan gone, it's not the same. I don't get that same energy. And they both had similar success. They both went to Super Bowls and NFC Championships. I just think people gravitate towards Kyle because when we hired him, he was a hot commodity at the time. He was a hot candidate. So we are honing in on that. We're holding on to that. And we don't want to be wrong about that, you know. And, oh, do you want to go back to the Tom Shula days? Well, who says we got to go hire Tom Shula? There's a lot of good coaches out there. I feel like DeMeco Ryans does a better job, in my opinion, as being a leader of the team. I know it's a short sample size than Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan's given a great roster. And, yes, it is Super Bowl or bust. And it's reasonable expectations. You don't need to defend him. He's not perfect. And, you know, like, you could get the Super Bowls and NFC Championships all you want. But at the end of the day, they fired George Seifert. So Kyle is not above criticism. Like, chill out, bro.
I don't say he's above criticism, but quit blaming him. Like, you people that out there that think that he'll never win a Super Bowl, again, you're the same people that didn't think John Elway would win a Super Bowl, probably. It's like he's only 8 years into his career. It's possible, too, that he can learn from mistakes. But I'll tell you right now, if the 49ers fired him, he'd be the hottest commodity out there. That's all I'm saying. You know, Goo, you were, the other day you were saying, be careful what you wish for. I mean,
no,
are we really going down this road with Kyle Shanahan?
No, no, because we can do two things at once. You can be real and keep it real and react to new information. Kyle is Mitt Steiner. He's a top three coach in the league right now. But to the caller's point, the bottom line is it's not sacrilegious to say or hone in, because it's actually a compliment at the end of the day.
No, it's not.
Kyle Shanahan ever kicked the door in.
And that's why it's not a compliment. It's not a compliment.
Because
he has gotten there to the NFC Championship 4 out of the last 5 years. Like, people would, it's almost like when you judge a coach, you judge it, you hold it against the guy for playing in the last game of the season. What, and a coach who goes 9-8 and misses the playoffs, we don't even talk about him. Kyle Shanahan has been unbelievable the last 5 years with this team.
Yeah, with an unbelievable roster.
You know what?
So it has me believe
that they don't have a great quarterback. How about if I just said that?
But we're months away from that quarterback that you're deeming not great getting 50 or 40 or 60 million.
Okay, but how many, like, do you really think that you should, like, Kyle Shanahan?
You gotta win, Steiny. That's,
okay.
And real quick here.
No, you don't have to win. You don't have to win. You have to try to get there all the time.
Right, but we've all said, and experts have said, the Niners roster has been second to none for beaucoup years.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
So now we got to start asking if somebody else was driving the ship, would you have beat Kansas City in the Super Bowl where you had Kansas City held to 3 points at halftime?
So you think another coach would have gotten it done?
I'm starting to wonder.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
All right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But at some point, partner, this roster, and he was part of the reason it was built, you got to kick that door in, damn it.
Look, answer me a question.
Yeah.
If quarterback is the most important position in all of sports, how the hell can the 49ers have the best roster in football? That other team's got Mahomes. Period.
But this team is quarterback everything. Is their choice, Steiny.
Right.
It's and then when you had the chance to get Brady, you got cold feet. Because
okay, so
of
then get on him. Then get on Lynch and Shanahan for not
your
getting
model
Brady.
Is working to get there, but I'm not going to wait till you get there and flex all year long. And all the experts say the Niners got Billy Badass roster, and I'm watching it, and then say, "Oh, you lost because your quarterback is not named Mahomes."
That's right.
Not cool. That's weak.
Your quarterback is not Mahomes. And that's why you lost the Super Bowl.
But you know,
Mahomes won the Super Bowl.
Because you didn't put him out to pasture
and
when
who
you
has?
Had a chance.
Who has put Mahomes out to pasture?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, one time.
Give me one more.
Great.
Who beat him in the... Come on.
You know, you're the guy, like... This is
Thank
like you
Tampa
holding
Bay.
It against Jerry Sloan and Malone and Stockton because they couldn't beat Jordan,
that's
and you never would do that.
That's totally
you never do
Steiner.
That.
I love that, but that's totally...
How? Man,
Jerry Sloan was a dog. He got... Jordan just... Come on, man.
Okay.
That was Jesus in
Okay,
in
well,
shoes.
Then maybe Kyle Shanahan's Jerry Sloan.
I don't... But you're doing... I love you, but you're from Pennsylvania, Steiny. I just
What's
can't
that have
believe
to do with anything?
You're giving Kyle the out because of the quarterback. When
That's right.
Billy when somebody says, and Dave, Matt Barrels just joined us, he said they got the best roster. That's not stopping at the quarterback. That's included.
That's
and this
right.
dude's on months away from, maybe a year away from getting buku bucks. So come on, man. We got to focus in on there's nothing wrong with Kyle being great. Is he ever going to get over the mountaintop?
Andy Reid has been coaching for 26 years.
If I said you
Kyle Shanahan
has
been
name,
coming up,
I'm not
has been
off,
coming,
Steiny.
Is cutting.
Can you give me another
years.
Name outside? And I'm just asking you. If I said Steiny, you can't go to Andy Reid. Where else would you go? You would
Sean
be in a straitjacket. He already won one.
What?
He won one already.
Well,
he
what,
hadn't
what are you asking? Well, I don't know what you're asking.
Andy, how many coaches do? I'm saying Andy Reid did it. Okay, all I'm asking you, Steiny, is you can't cape up for Kyle and blame it on the quarterback position.
Yes, I can.
He's been the people have said for years, even with Jimmy, that the Niners roster overall, that means everything in the collective,
okay. yeah.
is better than all the other. And last year, their offense in that Super Bowl with Brock Purdy was better than what Mahomes was working with.
Right. So
and you
why,
had him to
why,
3 points at halftime.
So why didn't they? Because Mahomes is great. That's
I'm not. I know he's great.
And Steiny. And here's the other thing. Like the two, if you take the two Super Bowls, the 49ers
have outplayed Kansas City,
but the quarterback didn't in either game.
So where's the responsibility? I'm just throwing it to you of the coaching in those big games.
I don't.
Like, yeah, I feel like you're like it doesn't even compute to you. Like Kyle's just a you don't even want to judge him.
I have judged him. He's a great coach.
No, in the super in those games
they lost to the better team twice. Is the way I look at it.
Again, 2019, Steiny, you were
to
cashing
Michael
him on the ground.
Jordan.
It's easy to say that,
right?
But
it
when
is.
You watch the game play out, you had more than your ample opportunities to win.
Right, and they didn't. Because Mahomes made the plays.
So Kyle Shanahan and his team, I'm just throwing this to you, not knowing the overtime rules.
Sure.
The more I think about that, if you would have told me that was a question before we saw it, the world, I'd have been like, hell nah. The one team players that are going to know the rules is Kyle the Jedi Knight Shanahan. So that right there is he's not perfect. But
who says
his
perfect?
Team didn't know the rules.
Okay.
I'm
yes.
not saying that's why they
okay.
lost.
Jump on that.
Okay. Well,
jump on that.
I'm not because I don't feel like that was more serious. That went into them losing the game more so than not being able to block.
I'm just saying, when I watched that Super Bowl yeah. back, the second half, I watched the first Super Bowl in 19. To me, Kyle Shanahan wasn't the reason they lost those games. The reason they lost those games was because they ran into a team that was better with a quarterback that was significantly
Man.
That their quarterback outplayed our quarterback. You're going to tell me that Jimmy Garoppolo in the first one had nothing to do with them. They had Mahomes and the 49ers had Garoppolo.
Well, Jimmy was almost on his way to MVP early on and they had a 10-point lead. And then Kyle was the conductor of the play calling on the last drive, which everybody will say, Steiny, was questionable. It was wrong.
I won't say it. I don't think it's questionable. He called a play. It didn't like every. See, here's what I don't do.
He went away.
Here's
from
what
the
I
run.
Don't. Here's what I don't do. Okay. I don't. When a coach calls a run and it goes nowhere, I don't say he should have passed. And when a coach passes and it's incomplete, I don't say wrong decision. He should have run. He should have run.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.